Tell us how you really feel.
Okay, right. What's his deal?
I've just been recording you guys.
Oh. That's terrible.
That sound like crazy people.
Tell us how you really feel.
I just did.
Okay. So. How you guys doing today?
It's a day. Okay. The first part is over, you know, work and all.
Yeah.
So, it's a day. Yeah. Oh, it's a better day now. At home.
Yeah. I feel better.
I mean, we're at the studio.
Oh, look at us. Great.
The studio. Yeah. Okay.
Just shattered the effect.
I know. I mean, oops.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, were people thinking that we were at a studio, though? I don't know. To be honest.
That's what I think every single time. I can listen to it. You could be saying you're doing it from home, and I still feel like you're in the studio.
Right? It just feels like it's not at somebody's house.
Yeah.
Although, I feel like a whole lot of times, though, it is at somebody's house.
Yeah, now. Yeah. But that's the beauty of it. Because we have to, when you listen to like a book or podcast or something like that.
You listen to a book?
Shut up. You can listen to a book.
Yes.
I would hate. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. That would be the worst.
I don't mind it.
Nah. It depends. Well, see, I don't know. Because I don't know what people are using those audiobooks for. I don't read like biographies or shit like that. I read like fantasy stuff. And I need to be able to like see it so I can visualize it. Otherwise, if it's somebody else's voice, it sounds weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm doing voices in my head.
Yeah.
So it's like.
No. I mean, it's a whole nother dynamic to reading and what it brings.
You imagine a voice in your head.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's like if once you describe the character and then that voice comes, I'm like, that's what he sounds like to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I never forget when, what's that? Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
Came out. And you know, I remember.
I imagine that.
No, that's what I was going to say. When that came out, I kid you not, everything from them going through that closet, I imagined it just like that. Yeah. It was crazy. Like, what does that say? Does that say that he was so good? Because I wasn't the only one who said that.
That's what I think it is. He was so good at
imagery.
As far as I'm concerned, he got it all wrong. It was a lot darker in my head. Okay. Like,
everything's darker in your
head. Light-wise, like it was never daytime. It was always nighttime. I don't know why.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'll get real sick of you. That's why I'm going to get beat up. That's why I'm going to be absolutely murdered. I come in here. Y'all stop that.
High five. She has great moments. She does.
You know, every once in a while.
All I'm saying is, in my head, the world was darker. Could you hand me that other notebook, please?
You want to hear about another moment I had? I never forget this. This is when I was going to school for ultrasound. And for whatever reason, this teacher asked.
Messed up the pass off.
Do you know where hot weather comes from or something? I can't remember what the whole context was.
Did you say because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush?
No. I said, well, you know. When there's an area, low pressure, everybody just erupted. Like, because I was just like thinking about what they say on the news, and I said it like that, and
I said
a whole thing, and you just ignored it.
Yeah, honestly, whole pressure. You already knew where it came from.
I said it like that, and I was like, well, you know, when there's an area of low pressure, and everybody started cracking up because I was like, that's what they say.
You know what's crazy? I've done stuff like that where I said something and people are like, haha, and I'm like, no, I'm dead serious.
I'm like, I don't know if it's right. I'm just saying what they say. But it was just at that time and people weren't ready for it. They were like, really? She came with the weatherman?
I totally wrote these notes down yesterday.
You did. I saw you writing. I saw you writing.
I've only got two of these things. What the heck was I writing in? I'm confused as hell. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, what the heck? Are you sure you didn't write it in this thing?
I definitely didn't write it in that thing.
Are you sure?
I really just...
You thought you wrote it in one of those books.
It's got to be in one of
those. You writing.
Because I remember bookmarking it with the stupid thingy.
Yikes.
Here it is. Oh, boy.
He's like, what the heck did I write?
Scared as hell.
The whole thing.
I wrote a whole thing. I don't know where.
Not a lot, but I mean, I wrote something. I was having a hard time doing notes for this movie.
All right, so the movie.
This is Christmas with the Cranks. Not to be confused with a better movie just called Crank.
Whatever.
I don't even know.
Nobody would ever confuse that.
Anyway.
You never know. Somebody's out there, all they heard was Cranks, and they're like, oh, I love that movie. And then they're like, oh, this is nothing like Crank.
I get it. I would associate something like that, too.
Except, wasn't Crank with a C for Crank?
Yeah, but we're not spelling it. No one's, if they're not seeing it, you just hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, Ogie.
All right.
You guys are getting crickets every time. Every time you do that. It's nonsense. You guys are terrible at it. Why do you have two?
When I run out of that one.
If she never stay ready, she ain't got to get ready.
Because every time, like, you know, she gets up, she gets something, and I'm like, hey, bring me back. You know, I don't want to have to do all that.
Well, you just did anyway, so it doesn't really make a difference at this point.
Did I?
Yeah, just now. Whether it was action or not, you said it. So, I mean, it's still in there. Still, it's in the thing.
Yeah.
So that's how you really feel.
It's not given what you think it is.
It is.
Anyways, here we are.
She knows it's good. She knows
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, no. Women in comedy.
Yes. This was my movie, Christmas with the Cranks. Yep. Both Jonna and I have seen it before. Tracy had not seen it. He had heard of it.
I saw the previews when they came out.
Yeah, it looks exactly what it happened to me.
No, it looked different than what it turned out to be. But it's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. I thought there was going to be more of the conflict, but it just seemed like a mishaps movie than it was like a conflict movie.
Yeah, it was like conflict, but it was almost inadvertent conflict.
That's what I mean. Yeah, like, yeah, it definitely like sets you up to believe like that's going to be a big thing, but it's kind of like not.
Except there's no it's real the kind of thing you think shouldn't be a big thing. So that therefore makes it kind of a big thing because it's like, who in the real world is going to be like how people acted like that? You know what I mean?
This was a goofy movie, you know?
No, a goofy movie is a goofy movie.
Where's your crickets now?
Okay.
I was just stating an actual fact.
This was a movie that is goofy.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
They're very true. Right. Very true. Okay. But it had, well, let's just go on.
Oh, do you want me to do a synopsis?
Have we been doing that
We haven't. We haven't been synopsising anything. We haven't been.
I don't care. I like it. I like it.
Well, then do the synopsis. No one's stopping you. Mom just asked if we've been doing it.
Oh, okay. So, this is a movie about the Cranks. You got Luther Crank and you got Nora Crank, and their daughters in the military.
Peace Corps, not the military.
Oh, okay.
Totally different. Peace Corps?
What is
I mean, it even has peace in their name. They're definitely not in the military. It's like when you see those movies with those dudes who go to like different countries and hand out blankets. Yeah, it's Peace Corps.
Oh, that's what that is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're missionaries of sorts.
Yeah, without being missionaries.
Without being missionaries.
Just people volunteering.
Oh, so they don't get paid.
No.
No.
It's total volunteer.
You know, it's usually a white guilt thing. Because I don't know a lot of brothers who do that shit. I know a lot of white people who be like, I'm going to go hand out blankets in Ecuador. Blank.
No, I don't even think it's that. It's that it is. They're not. No, it's that lack of. That white lack of fear. We start thinking about it. It's like, well, I would like love to help. But then it's like, what? The jungle? What? Animals there?
Crazy mosquitoes that give you diseases?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. I don't think I'm going to be able to help.
You guys are thinking way too far. The food situation would already be like how, where I'm like, nah. I didn't even get that far. The mosquitoes or none of that shit. I was
actually,
I was like, so wait, what do y'all have to eat out there?
No, my first thought
Y'all don't microwave bathroom situation?
Yes. Oh gosh. Yeah.
No. It's different for me. I can go anywhere.
Oh, what?
Yeah, like literally, I could just go anywhere.
I'm judging you. What about poop?
Yeah, I'll just dig a hole.
I'm judging you.
I've done it before.
I mean, shut up. Look, you gotta do what you gotta do, but
yeah, no.
I'm judging food situation. If you're not thinking about that, out of all the things
that bother me, the food situation would be the one that got me the most. Because I'd be like, I'm not giving up my comforts.
Yeah. So
y'all don't got cookies out here? Mm. Can't do it. What's your pie situation looking like? None. All right, cool. Yeah, I'm not going.
We got this fruit juice.
I am not going. He's like, no, they have this very good thing. They make it out of whatever, whatever. I'm like, nah. Y'all don't got hot dogs?
They say it's really good. It's really good for here.
Y'all got burger? Like, what's your restaurant? What's your fast food restaurant situation look like? Y'all got a Popeyes out there? No? All right.
They're
I'm just cool.
Look at each other. The fuck is this guy talking about?
He was like, the sailor man? I'm like, nope, I'm out. I can't do it. These niggas don't know what Popeyes is.
Yeah.
All right, all right. So, okay, she's in Peace Corps. We just learned something. I learned something. And she goes off.
To the Peace Corps. She's going to Peru.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She goes to Peru. You know, they're preparing for Christmas without her.
Yeah, that's the basic.
That's pretty much the start of this movie.
Yeah, and decide to do something different. Essentially.
That wasn't even synopsis. We just start out the movie.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much, because your synopses are always a little more detailed than a synopsis should be.
Yeah, I'm not good at...
Yeah, you know what a synopsis is? It's another S word. It's called summary. You know,
I'm not good at describing things briefly.
Clearly.
Because when I describe them briefly, then they make no sense.
Because as soon as you added the names of the characters, it's like, oh, this is the story of.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, so yeah, you're right. Your synopsis is completely accurate. Their daughter's going to Peace Corps. They're dealing with Christmas without her for the first time in, what, like 23 years is what they said?
Basically, yeah.
Yep. So she's 24?
I guess.
I don't know.
23.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Depending on time. Yeah, yeah. You know,
okay. Something about that. She's
I'll say 24.
Early 20s.
Yeah. Because she already went to college, and because they were saying when she come back. So is, but this was like going away. She was going away, what, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So that's when she was leaving.
This movie doesn't do a good job of telling you how much time has passed.
It doesn't.
Because I was confused as fuck for a long time of how much time had.
It seemed like actual, days at a certain point.
Yeah, and then it was like, they'd be like, no, weeks ago. I'd be like, weeks ago? What?
Yeah.
I was like, when?
Well, no, if you think about it, in terms of when he was saying it.
But I'm saying, like, as far as sometimes like showing how time passed, it was
okay.
It was a little confusing at times.
Yeah, yeah. In a movie, it transitions. They don't have to say anything, and you can tell it's a little bit of time.
Yeah,
later,
I get it.
The only time I could tell is with that Botox shit.
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah, because his face went back to normal.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, okay, yeah, time. But I don't know how long Botox lasts, so that could be
anything.
That's
what I was thinking. I was like, maybe it was a couple of days.
It could have been hours for all I know.
But we do know with...
Well, because I didn't know that she left after Thanksgiving. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Yeah. They took her to the
airport. He was saying, because he was complaining about why she decided to fly out the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, okay, he was saying that's stupid. It is
like,
very
it's the busiest travel.
Yeah, because everybody's going back home. Yeah, yeah. Pretty dumb.
Yeah.
So that's where we basically, well, we open with them waiting, you know, to have to take her. And
the Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, two great people. And they take her to the airport, and of course the mom, Nora, is, you know, having a fit, you know, her baby's leaving and going to, well, Peru. I would be kind of stressed out behind that, but, he's like, you know, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. The whole works.
Sorry, I was cleaning my throat. Sorry.
Excuse me.
Now she's doing it. You got to grow.
Copycat her.
Oh, wow. Anyway, so, you know, it just starts out mishapping just from the gate, basically. And mishapping.
Okay. Where are we at now?
They dropped her off. And now she's telling him that she needs something. She's making something, you know, for the people at work, some kind of treats. and she needs some chocolate and some caramel or some stuff.
Was she specifically about, like, was it the white chocolate or something?
Yeah,
like
the white chocolate.
And then she was like, he went in and he came back and he was just like, oh, I couldn't find.
Oh, and then there was this.
Like, well, he wasn't gonna go in
because she got. She's like, fine, then I'll go. And he's like, I'll go.
Yeah, she guilted him into doing it
because it was like he's like, it's raining, and she's like, but I need it, and he's like, but it's raining. And then she's like, okay, well, fine, then I'll go. And that's when he's just like, oh, fine. Because you know what that means. It's like, that doesn't mean that she's like really meaning it like that. It's like, you probably want to go ahead and say you're going to do it because life is not going to be good.
That's going to be a quiet car ride.
That's why women are terrible. You guys manipulate people.
Quiet car ride home. Terrible. Or loud car ride home.
Terrible.
One of the two, yeah. And then basically the Santa Claus was outside offering him an umbrella. He's like, you need an umbrella? He's like, no. And then he goes in there. He comes out. It's pouring. And then he goes across the street. And then he comes in. Gives her the bag. He's got stuff. But he
forgot the white chocolate.
He don't have the white chocolate. And she's like, you don't have the white chocolate? He's like, they didn't have any. She, and then that's what she said. Did you ask whatever the guy's name is? Who? The butcher.
And I'm with him on this because like, I don't know why she said that with such confidence. But he was like, you know what? I never thought to ask the butcher where the chocolate is.
Look, I'm guessing this. She knows his name. She's around here a lot. Maybe
but he doesn't. He even said who. So you can't assume that he knows what you know. If you guys are cool like that, that's you. Then you go in and go get your white chocolates.
So he goes back. And I think it's starting to rain even harder. So by the time he comes out the second time, then Santa Claus dude offers him umbrella again. He's like, no, I don't need an umbrella. And then he's coming out. He's offering it again. And he's having a fit, like throwing a tantrum because he keeps asking him. And
what,
then
he
the
says,
whole,
what he says what? Is, why would I need an umbrella? I can't get any wetter. And then
oh, yeah.
He immediately gets wetter because the awning breaks.
Yes, basically. Yeah no, not basically, exactly. And he's soaked.
Yeah, good times. Nobody likes to be soaked.
And so as he's soaked, he turns and look at that. There's an ad for a cruise.
Oh yeah.
So he's like, wow, look at that.
Caribbean cruise.
Yeah.
No less.
Caribbean.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
Caribbean.
It's Caribbean.
It's going to be Caribbean forever because that's what I started with, Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's your fault.
I've never heard anybody say Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, no. Because theirs is specifically Caribbean.
Right.
But it's called the Caribbean. Yes. Not the Caribbean.
That's too bad.
That's all white people say.
My whole life, okay?
Telling you, you didn't see that Kermit the Frog song where he talks about it.
What?
There's a Sesame Street skit of him talking about being from the Caribbean. And he says, who? Caribbean. Kermit the Frog.
Oh, from the Caribbean.
Is probably not, no, but you know, a song. It's a song.
Jonna, you remember Bob from Sesame Street?
Bob,
the white guy, older.
Oh yeah,
he died a couple of days ago.
Why she always?
I was about to say, God damn! Every time, how do you manage?
No.
I'm not killing these people.
You know, Christy Alley.
Yeah, she died yesterday.
Yeah, that was a sad one.
Moment of silence.
She was in a movie with Tim Allen. I don't do moment of silences. They're weird.
It was a small moment, but it was
yeah.
It was for better or for worse.
Funny movie. Yeah.
Funny movie.
All right, oh, man. Back at it. Let's get back to
this is when he decides, he starts plotting and planning, goes to his office, starts using his little ad machine and figuring stuff out.
And honestly, yo, that's a lot of goddamn money to be spending on Christmas.
Okay, but you got to But look at it.
They spend more.
No. But listen, the point is, the money is not just it's everything. It's Christmas. Yeah, it's food. It's the party.
Still a lot of money to be spending on Christmas.
Yeah.
It doesn't change that it's a lot of money to be spending in a month for one thing.
That's not our life.
Yeah, but still, it's theirs. Even like you said, it's not our life, but it's theirs. And if he's concerned about the amount of money that you spend, then that means it feels
excessive to him. I don't think he was as concerned as he was that they could do something else, which is what this whole thing leads to.
If you show me those numbers, just in general, I'm going to be like, yeah, we are spending way too much money on Christmas.
So he comes and basically presents her with an idea.
It's misleading. She thinks it's sex.
Yeah. This is when they're at dinner, and he's like, I got an idea. He runs out. She's over there.
He said something about, something about you, you know, like, yeah, oh, I'm about to deal with you or something. And she's like, oh.
Oh, because he was like, oh, you eat your whatever, pudding? I don't know what it was, pasta. And he was like, no, I don't want that. He's like, I'm done with the pasta, but I'm not done with you.
That's what he said.
And then she was like, oh, yeah. And then she unbuttons her vest, that which ugly is over her piece turtleneck. Of shit vest.
That wasn't revealing much.
She, if anything, she unrevealed. I don't know.
It's not even Saturday.
That shit. Oh, God.
Does it get like that when you're older?
What movie was like? Was it Fun with Dick and Jane? Yes, where they did that same thing? Yep, where they tried to schedule it in? That shit is hilariously stupid. But so he does. She thinks it's sex. It's not.
He's
got a pretty
table.
Good pitch. He does a whole thing. He has the boom box or whatnot. And he does tell her to clear the table. She says she
really got.
She talks about make sure you close the blinds. Like, yo, she was with it. She was 100% with it. And if she was Sigourney Weaver, I'd be with it too.
She took her whole wine down too. She's like, oh,
and his loose. And his
and
wine,
some of his, yeah.
Well, enough. Yeah. So basically, he does. He essentially pitches her the idea of skipping Christmas.
Yeah.
And at first, she's not with it. She's kind of like, no, we can't skip Christmas and this. But he makes good points. Like, okay, but, for the most part.
$3,000.
He's like, basically.
Not even just the money, though. It's the thing, like, with the kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Usually Christmas is, for the most part, a family situation. Right. It's just them. So there's no reason to go all out for Christmas this year.
And
we don't have a kid with us.
They couldn't go. And
there's nothing stopping us. Let's do it. Let's do something for us once. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't know. Christmas is kind of a big deal.
You know what it was that stopped her? She wanted to give, $600 to the church or something.
Well, they always
like that.
Do that anyways, I think.
Oh,
that
that's
what's
like. They always, do the donation. And then he was like, nope, everything. And she's like, well, then no.
Yeah. So he does the donation.
He finally gives in on that. And then he's like, because based on his calculations, they're still coming out good.
Yeah, so. I mean, because they were already saving the $3,000. Yeah,
every Christmas,
Christ
that's
in a
crazy.
Basket, $3,000, man, that's rent. Like, what the fuck?
I'd have to have some money.
That's the money you're saving.
Well, yeah, but
that's
this
the
is
money
what
you're
I'm
saving.
Saying. This is what I'm saying. It's like it's a different life.
Chicago, my ass.
Okay, when I think about that, I feel like that it would have made more sense. I feel like they should have been in a more high end. Living
suburbia. They're in
good,
suburbia.
Yeah,
that's where
you want to be.
They were in the suburban neighborhoods. That's
like,
how
you
they
don't
live.
Want them. You want them to be like in a mansion or something like
that's
that.
That's not like low income.
No. Those are.
Did you see the size of their house?
Yeah, that's a pretty nice house.
Yeah, that's how people live like that.
Maybe just didn't look nice. I would. That's like that's where I want it. I don't want a big ass house. I want that.
The early 2000s.
Yeah, where people aren't
still,
just trying
I still,
to,
I want that. I would want that. I don't care how much money I make. I want that. I don't want the giant. I wouldn't want a mansion. I'll lose my shit.
And you got to realize that they probably, at that point, what they're paying for their mortgage is not as much as what they're paying now.
But I'm saying
now.
People who live like that in that kind of income housing, not housing. I keep saying that.
But look at the diversity of the people who live there, though. Yeah. I mean, it's not like he does something. She doesn't work. I think she does mostly volunteer work. Yeah. So it's like they're still living off the one income. True. So also, you know, and if they're able to do all this charity work and stuff like that, I'm sure that's a conversation like, hey, we don't need this in order to live this.
Well, that's good.
You
know? And people also
like they live a little more
and
humbly.
Also what they do.
Well, it gives them the time to be able to go on things like and do a cruise or spend $6,000 on Christmas.
That sounds nice, actually.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
But you got to realize that people do plan these things out. It's not like, oh, they just today's check and they plunk it down $6,000. They've been saving all year and using, you know, or they use the credit cards and they pay, you
know
pay it off.
That's more than $3,000 for Christmas alone.
That's still disposable income and I need it.
I would Christmas.
But again,
alone,
I don't care how much
not.
It is.
But again,
I need it.
What kind of parties are you having? You spending $4,000 like that?
I mean, okay, neither of you have actually thrown a party.
You don't know that.
All you need is alcohol.
Okay, so you've had people, you've had kickbacks and get-togethers, and how much money have
Look.
You? Hold on. how much money have you spent on stuff like alcohol and stuff like that?
More than I would like to.
Alcohol and food.
Yeah, what, but that's okay. But I'm saying,
now see, the smart thing, see what you do is you put BYOB on all the stuff, and then everybody brings some alcohol, and all I got to do is supply the one thing. Everybody else brings some, we got it. And then Little Caesar's been killing it with the $5 pizzas. Everybody wins, man. Like, it's easier now than it is.
What kind of food are they cooking?
But also, I'm not doing but that's Christmas parties too, man. They must
have a shitload of decorations too.
But not even just that. It's just, it's and that's true.
And that's what he's talking about. It's at decorations. It's, you know, the
trees. Goddamn ham.
I'm only worried about the food and the alcohol.
You yeah, okay, we're getting all stuck on something. Just understand sometimes that you don't get it because that's not your life.
I know.
So basically, this is their life.
Yeah, I love Christmas, puts out, though. He goes to work and he puts out this kind of unnecessary, but I also understand.
He did a Jerry Maguire about Christmas.
Yeah, he basically put out the memo like, hey, I'm not participating in Christmas.
So don't give me anything.
I won't give you anything. I will. He was like, I'm not going to bah humbug you or anything like that. He's like, I'm not mad. I'm not participating in the Christmas festivities. Remember, I'm not mad. This is just something that we are doing.
And he passes it out to everybody.
But you know what? That the memo itself isn't the problem. He kind of passed it out like a little bit of a dick. like some people, he was just like slamming. One person, he was just like messing. He was like, whoa. Like, dude, you can't do both.
So what we know now is like, this is an event that happens every year and then people are familiar with it.
Like right. Christmas?
They do a big
no, what
every
they
year.
Do that they throw the party and you know, do all the stuff that they do.
Oh yeah, this stupid party.
Every year. And I'm like, dang, they invite everybody like that? That's why I feel like the house should be bigger. I'm like,
it's still a decent sized house because they were able to have all those people in there comfortably.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, it seemed like the whole town. Now, that seemed like a shitload of people.
No, the street, the neighborhood. It ain't the town.
It's not just the neighbor. It's the people at work.
Well, it would be some people at work.
Some. Yeah. Not everybody. Just that one girl.
But why is the whole town, even the whole town, even priests?
Because, no, what he's talking about, too, is they do stuff like, you know, at work, you know, they do stuff like we do, you know, whatever, Secret Santas, and people give each other stuff while at work, and that's his receptionist. Because, receptionist, so he gives her something and all that
what
stuff.
What it was is when that first guy who finds out because of the Christmas photo.
Right.
Right? He was upset with Nora because she wasn't getting a Christmas photo this year or whatever.
Right.
And he was like, oh, you guys always have really good Christmas photos. She was like, yeah, we're not doing it. And he was just, like it couldn't compute to this motherfucker. Like, he was, you're not getting a Christmas.
No, the Christmas cards. Christmas cards. Ordering her Christmas cards.
Still
right.
Like a Christmas photo. Yeah.
But it kind of seemed like everybody knew they do big things.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, to a degree, well, but not everybody like, was in that, like, that party.
It looked like they all do stuff and they all do it together.
The people
and so,
that were at the party, though, were the neighbors. And it's not like they all go because remember.
Yeah, they do.
No. They go this time. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, let's continue.
I don't know, because they don't make it clear who goes to this party every year. But
it seemed like everybody in the town goes.
Enough people go that it's a big deal.
That's right. What I'm saying.
It was different things for different people, because the ones, her friends, when they went to lunch, the brunch or whatever they were at, they were the ones, because they definitely go
to
the party.
It was definitely a brunch.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, okay, so when we continue, I'll bring this up. But they let everybody know. Everybody's shocked and bummed out about this.
But it's various things. It's just like the not getting the tree.
But no. Let's get to that point.
The calendar for the police.
So I don't remember
his
name.
Yeah, all those different things.
But the dad and kids are selling a Christmas tree.
Right.
They're one's a Wolf Scout. The other is a Cub Scout.
Yeah.
They both suck.
So he refuses to buy a tree. He's like, we're not doing Christmas. They're shocked about that. They're like, oh, man, this asshole. And then... Frohmeyer, in which Nora considers the neighborhood's unelected warden.
Because she was right. She was like, you could have just bought the tree and put it in the back.
Right.
Because I think it's, for her, it's a little more than that. It's about contributing to the community. For him, it was like, fuck that. I'm not giving you guys
a
dime.
Doing nothing.
I'm not giving a dime. Fucking thing.
He's kind of being a dick.
He's going the extra mile because he's going out of his way.
He's like,
instead
we
of just being like,
Christmas.
We're just not doing Christmas. You know, we're going to be gone or whatever the case may be. But Yeah, yeah, so then, yeah, she says, oh, Frohmeyer's good. They're hiding, by the way, in their own house.
And whispering.
And whispering.
She's like, why are you whispering?
The same reason you're hiding behind a curtain in your own house.
It can't be the same reason because they can't hear you through the window when it's
closed. But that's the point. They already know they're home.
But, so, Frohmeyer, that's the neighbor. He's like, she says, the unelected warden of the neighborhood.
I put Christmas warden.
And he learns of them not doing Christmas. And so he...
He's played by Dan Aykroyd.
Really? We'll see about that.
Yeah, he talks to Luther about it or whatever.
Point of contention, I do hate that name. Frohmeyer. On a white guy. No, Luther. Oh, Frohmeyer, I don't care. That's a nonsense name on Dan Aykroyd. It's fine.
Yeah. But it works.
It's Luther on a white guy. It's weird. Like, it's weird. It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't.
Because I don't know. Look like, when I hear.
It's like Tyrone. It's just certain names that just don't.
Yeah. I don't like white
even
guys.
Even Dwayne.
Yeah, that is a weird one. Like white guys.
I've heard that on a white person.
But it's always spelled so like D-U-A-N-E. Yeah.
Dwayne. And they say Dwayne.
Like it's Dwayne. Like it's, yeah, Dwayne.
We say Dwayne. We say Dwayne.
Dwayne. Yeah. Dwayne.
It's like two syllables
Dwayne.
When we say
D-A-W-A-N.
It's true. I've never said Dwayne.
No, yeah, it's Dwayne. Dwayne.
They say Dwayne. It would be like Dwayne.
It's Dwayne.
It's, yeah, exactly. Daryl is another one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I haven't met a white person named Daryl. Yeah, I haven't. Confused.
I don't think I've ever met a white guy.
Well, there's Daryl Hannah, and that's a chick. Daryl yeah. Hannah.
Who's Daryl Hannah? I've heard the name.
Splash. That's it. That's all I got.
Kill Bill.
She is in Kill Bill.
Yeah.
She's in this movie called Something About the White Cave Bear. It's a stupid movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's interesting. So how some names evoke, but you know, it's like I like that girl that was the Playboy bunny chick, Kendra. I'm like, how your name Kendra?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
And I knew, well, I there was a Shanae that worked with me when I was up in the desert. Yes,
shut up,
Shanae. Yes, I was like, no, not even. And she was like, I get that a lot. I'm like, I'm sure you do.
Shanae, wow,
yeah.
Definitely not common in the white community.
It's not. It's like they're starting to infiltrate. But anyway.
Starting, amen.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about with the names, though. Now you're not going to be able to tell. You know, usually when you hear a name, you're like, oh, I know she black.
No, for real. This dude name, one of my coworkers' name is Omar. And I was like, I thought he was black. I was like, he must be mixed black.
What is he?
Mexican.
Well, no, that's not uncommon.
Yeah, I
don't know. That's the first time.
Really? Yeah, no, I've done some Hispanic Omars. Anyway, all right. So anyway, he's like, okay, fine. Well, let us get Frosty, telling them to bring Frosty out because they all do Frosties and with Frosty the Snowman, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And this is where he's being a dick about it too, because it's like, why are you so strong about keeping Frosty? Because she's like, he said they would just do it, just give him Frosty, mm-hmm. And he's like, no.
Well, no, because and that's what's crazy, because at first he's like, no, I'm not gonna do it. He's just that's when you get the ooh, I'm gonna get crazy shit going like in his head, but. Then she's at home while he's at work and they're outside like, just give us Frosty, we'll put it up ourselves. And I was like, I get it. But that's a little weird. That's weird. Okay. At a certain point, I would be like principals too, because they're on your lawn screaming at you.
I think it was on both sides. Principal for him, he's like, I said we ain't doing Christmas.
I get that. He's being a dick.
And then principal for Frohmeyer, because he's like, no, we do this every year. Every one of us puts up a Frosty.
But it's like, I'm not going to be here.
Just put that Frosty
just let it go.
Up.
It's not your business. It's not that big of a deal.
No.
They're both crazy.
No. I'm looking at it when they keep showing the scene and they show the house and they show it amongst all the other houses. That does look like an asshole house.
It would piss me off. It would piss me off, especially if I'm the one who coordinates how this neighborhood looks in Christmas
time. And it's like
this
one house.
But you're also the one who appointed yourself that title.
Doesn't matter.
You're not no goddamn neighborhood watch.
Then I'm about to break into your house.
Look, fuck out of here, dude. That shit's crazy, dude.
I'm about to
like, you're not going to be terrorizing my wife while she's upstairs chilling. scared as shit under blankets in her own house.
It's also an OCD thing. Don't be the only house without your Frosty up. You have a Frosty in your basement, just take him out. We will put him up. We will make him look nice.
Yeah. Yes. It's insane. And she was like, he was like, just drive out.
Oh, gosh.
And then, yeah, as usual, this weirdo comes through and he's like, he puts his hands all in the window and shit. It's extreme.
But she's this is the way she's running.
This is the severity of the situation in this movie, okay? Christmas is everything. Christmas is everything. So he's got to stop her. He's got to be like, get Frosty. Bring me Frosty right now.
Or else what?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, but that, but neighbors. That is also part of like.
And he's the, telling her to stop, and she just keeps driving. He's running on. Then she puts the window up and catches his hands in the gloves and the windows, and then he drops off the scene. And then she's like, "Oh, oh my gosh, it was just a whole
It's a whole thing,
crazy."
But then that's also a little bit part of like where. The movie ends for the Frohmeyer versus situation, and it just becomes like one mishap after another that.
There's no real protagonist.
Well, it wasn't just him. It's just like all of, that's what I was saying. It's just all the different,
everybody.
Even when the, like, that's what I was saying, when the police came, like, you know, you always buy everybody the calendar them, and you basically. Wouldn't even buy
but
the
that's
calendar.
What I mean, because what it is though, like I said, they make it seem like,
and
like
everybody's calling him and
Frohmeyer is going to be the guy who gives them the most problems. And after that shit, he was just home icing his fingers for the rest of the movie. Really? Like, he wasn't doing a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get. Yeah, he doesn't get the calendar from the cops, and they're kind of being dicks about it. Because it's like, fuck you, man. I ain't gonna get no goddamn calendar just because you
be trying to be all intimidating in front of him and stuff.
And then they try to use it against him later, which is illegal, by the way. But whatever.
Not this
Chicago police.
So then she meets him at the mall. Basically, no,
not yet.
No, first
she's
thing.
Doing. She's like reading to like. You know, sick kids with diseases. Or
no,
something.
That was after that.
I thought that was when he Botox. Comes. Oh, that was that one. Oh, yeah, that is that one.
That's the Botox.
She's doing something. Where is she? Where he meets her with the bikini? Where are they at dinner?
That's the mall.
Oh, they're at the bar because she's drinking the beer. I remember because you were like, oh, is she drinking a beer? And she's pounding that shit.
he brings out the bikini and she's like, I am not wearing that. And he was like, no, not for the trip. And then he brings out his little. Tight, what do you call them? Speedo looking things. They go to the mall to the tanning place. Oh my god!
This lady is disgusting.
She's a white.
She looks like
woman
a hot dog, dude.
Who's disgustingly tan.
She's got Hulk Hogan skin color, man. It is disgusting.
And she's like platinum blonde.
She got the goggle eyes and shit.
Yeah.
Like that is not cute.
It's terrible. Look, and they got the nerve to say they look white and dead and all that stuff.
Listen,
it's like,
the nerve.
Listen to all the white people. Like, just don't risk skin cancer for tanning. Like, you just look funny.
Also,
you look weird.
If you've never seen Final Destination, I believe it's 4. You know, don't fuck with those things. You will burn alive. I saw it in that movie. It was fucking scary as shit.
You don't need it.
There are things that I have avoided for like so long because of Final Destination. One of them is the gym. One of them is the gym.
What was that
same movie. Final Destination 4.
You know what?
The black dude's in the gym talking about how he's invincible and he's never going to die because, of course, he has to be an arrogant asshole. And there's these swords at the gym at their school. They come down. They don't get him. And he's like, woo, yeah, I told you I was invincible. And then he's doing the fucking like arm weight thingies. And they snap and they come up and smash his head. And I was like, so for a long time, I'm not going to the gym because too much can happen.
I think I've seen almost
but all I'm over that now.
I just put a lot of that shit in the vault. Like, I'm going to go nuts.
No, there's a lot. I don't remember. I think I've stopped watching after that one. I might have seen some of them by accident, but there are too many.
The one where he's in the pool and then his booty hole gets caught and the thing. And then
in the drain?
I haven't really seen that one.
That one took a toll on me mentally.
I'm going to tell you, I've always been afraid that thing down there is going to get me. I don't know what the fuck it is. Because
like
they
Angelica
say it's a.
The rats.
Oh, the kid who got caught under and
she's
shit.
Scared of the taking the plug out the tub.
That was Chucky.
That was Chucky.
Oh, it's Chucky. Oh, look, I thought it was a dick.
I was scared of that too.
She was.
I was literally she scared was. That there were sharks she used in the pool.
To have a fit.
First off, pool sharks are real. And I think you guys really have to start taking this more seriously. Pool sharks are real as fuck. They're the most dangerous kind because they show up out of nowhere when your imagination doesn't.
This girl would have a fit. She would have a whole let me get out. Don't
I really wasn't trying to get sucked down that cave. Look,
that's what I was saying. Like, you guys think I'm crazy, but I believed everything I saw on TV at one point. So it's like, all that shit is real. All of that shit is real.
For real.
I thought that you could legitimately become inside out, boy, if you swung over the fucking top of the swing, which isn't fucking possible, by the way, unless somebody pushes you. You can't just swing over the top like that.
It's not easy either.
It's not. This shit is hard as fuck.
You would have a chance of going too high, but not high enough and hurting yourself.
Yeah, you would go up and then your momentum would bring you back down. You would go neck first into that bar. You're dead.
Also, there is.
That was crazy. I couldn't believe that inside out.
Yeah, that shit was disgusting, low key. Like,
there's also another dimension beyond your. Your dryer lost socks.
Yes, of course.
Called Narnia.
There's a sock troll out there.
That's what they're doing. They're just stealing all your shit.
Anyway, so they go in there and she's trying to do the little tanning thing and she ends up clocking herself.
Well, yeah, because some dude goes in and he's like, oh, he's perving out on her body.
He stands there for like two whole minutes.
And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, you're a weirdo. Do I the fuck? What are you even doing here? They never even explain who this dude is and how he got there and why he's here at this exact spot being weird.
Have you noticed this is just one of those odd towns with a lot of white people?
A lot. There's only one. Yeah, and a half black families because you have the one black family for sure. We don't know whether his assistant lives on that neighborhood. I don't think she does. Know where she lives. She might not even live in the city.
No, she probably lives in the city.
Yeah, in the city, not in the subs.
Yes. You know where she came from?
She came from
Wellsville. she played Will's mom.
Gotcha. That only helps just to clear everybody up knows the listeners.
That's why this I said true. That. Because she was probably from Lindsay.
I know, I said it yesterday.
I know.
And mom was like, yeah, she did have this
so
girl.
Actually, see, Bernie Watson actually came Will's from mom. Welcome Back Kotter.
Will's
before
mom.
That.
Will's
so she
mom.
Was from New York
Will's
first.
Mom.
Then she's West Philadelphia Will's being mom. Will's mom. Now she's over there with the cranks
in
Chicago.
Where is this located? What is the city?
It's Chicago. Well, the city is Chicago. It's a suburb. Oh. It's a suburb.
Okay.
So it's Chicago.
No.
Because, you know, Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd, he's like, oh, I can talk like I really talk on this movie.
Dan Aykroyd. Oh, that's his name. Yeah.
He's from Chicago? Mm-hmm. Oh, I couldn't. I, you know, he might
be. Him, John Candy.
I know John Goodman is from Chicago.
Yeah.
Shut up, really.
What's her name? Jane Lynch?
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
I don't know that name.
She's the tall, skinny white girl. Lady.
From
yeah,
Glee.
She's not a girl. She's a grown woman.
I can hear it.
She's woman. Not old, but.
Okay, back to the movie.
Anyway.
Tell us how you really.
Whatever.
That's enough.
It doesn't get old.
That's enough.
I've seen that one of like a million times. And
it's still hilarious every single time. And it's getting funnier every time.
So she bumps her head in the tanning. Yeah, nah, I caught that. She bumps her head in the tanning booth because that perv or whatever. And she comes out to the front, you know, where it's. There's
everybody can see it's the mall.
But like, here's the thing, because she asked for a Band-Aid and. This bitch is being very disrespectful about it. She's like, oh my God, I guess.
No, she was.
Like, and then she's like, oh, can I get a towel? She's like, I was getting
I'm
you
trying
a
trying to find you a band-aid.
I was like, well, do you not know your job? Where's the first aid kit? Like, you're supposed to know where that is. God damn.
Everybody's got a first aid
you
kit.
You doof. So yeah. Then, yeah, the priest is there for some reason, and he's like,
oh, he passed, yeah, he's walking by.
They were like, and then, of course, they asked a stupid question, what are you doing here? He's like, it's a mall. I'm Christmas shopping.
He's staring. He is.
He
like,
is. He's being weird about it.
Yeah. And she's trying to cover her titties with a towel and stuff like that. Be honest, she's got big old tickle bitties. I'm a little jealous. She got tickle bitties. Yeah. But I don't blame him. I get it. Get it.
Anyway,
the problem here is he's trying to shame her.
Yeah,
like, are you kidding me?
Wait, they shaming about that, then shaming them about the Christmas thing because they're not.
That shit made the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking kidding me?
Because he comes out, because Luther comes out in his little Speedo to see what's going on with her. And then he sees all them.
This is why I'm confused about it. Everybody knows they have a Christmas shindig. I'm like, who is everybody in the town? How many people is it?
I need to know what newspaper that was exactly. Because if that's like a neighborhood paper, sure. Also, yeah. Don't put my picture in the fucking paper like that. But if that's like paper.
Take a picture?
Yeah, there's some dude there with his phone or something.
Weirdo.
Yeah, yeah, fucking weird. It is weird. It is pretty fucking creepy. It makes the newspaper. I would have been gone already. I'm like, bro, fuck this. We'll go on. When does this cruise leave? Let's leave now. Fuck this place.
So yeah. So they in the paper,
and we didn't say it earlier, but he stepped in the cat earlier, and it was.
Oh yeah, he's. It was actually stepping on the cat a lot.
The owner,
yeah, pretty much every day.
Lady named Bev and her husband,
old
Walt?
Guy. I don't know this
fucker's
name.
He's an old guy. Walt. They're older people or whatever.
He's annoying as shit.
So he don't really like him. He keeps calling him old man, calls Luther old man or whatever. So he, Nora finds out through her friend, which is the daughter of Bev, that Bev has cancer.
No, that's not her daughter. She's just another lady that knows her. No. No, she said Bev. You just giving her children.
I don't think she did.
No, she didn't say that.
Okay, we'll see. I'm gonna
because they do have a kid apparently.
Right?
They,
yeah, a guy, a son, and apparently he never comes.
Okay, so why did her friend tell her crying like that?
Because
her
they know
just,
her.
That's just neighborhood shit.
Yeah, and she's just probably ultra sensitive.
Well, yeah, you know, only one of them was crying.
Okay, I'm gonna find out. Just you wait. So, anyways,
fucking weirdo.
So, now they're getting harassed. The cops stop by, and they're being all jerky and stuff like that. And then you got the carolers.
Oh yeah,
yeah, they harassed.
Yeah, that shit would have had that been a problem
was,
for me.
Who's Walt sent them over there?
Yeah, he was like, oh yeah. He could use some Mary. They'd really like some cheer. Yeah. Go ahead, sing as loud as you can. Honestly, but it's weirder because it's like they're out there, they're caroling. In these fucking Charles Dickens costumes, mind you.
That's because he said they're not doing Christmas, and that's the caroler lady. She was
like,
what?
Well, she was like, Muslim? Fucking. Come on. Every fucking time. It's like, I want to be like, that's racist as fuck. But white people are just also very ignorant to shit. So they just be like,
they're trying to be pretty funny with that.
No, I think they were making I think they're just making a bad joke. And it, Muslim?
So yeah, they're caroling their hearts out.
It's really annoying as
literally harassing them.
They're singing it all fast.
They're singing. It's only Jingle Bells.
Well, first, and then they start singing. Was it
Rudolph the Red Nosed Reindeer?
Was it?
Oh, yeah. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
I think it was Rudolph the Red Nosed Reindeer.
You guys don't know. It was one of them Christmas.
Either way, they hide in the basement, and she finds them in the fucking basement, and screams Rudolph the Red Nosed Reindeer at the top of her goddamn lungs, like. At a certain point, I'm turning the sprinklers on.
Right?
That's what he's like. They're trespassing.
100%. And she was like, they're not trespassing. They're carolers.
So, look.
Sons of
bitches. Oh, and then he sprays. Oh, yeah. My God.
He decides to get vengeance, and he sprays with the hose. His whole lawn, his
and that shit freezes
walkway.
Up, turns into a goddamn ice ring. And then he sprays the cat, which...
What an asshole.
That cat did nothing
but just chill.
Nah, that
driveway.
Cat needs to get the fuck out the driveway.
So he wet the cat like an asshole.
And he froze.
That cat should be dead.
Yeah.
Sure. In real life.
Yeah.
This is true.
In real life.
And so everybody falls, and then Nora's over there trying to help. And
then she falls.
She slips and falls, and then sees the frozen ass cat right there. Cat's like, meow.
With his eyes still being able to blink and shit, those cartoon eyes that they tried to edit on there. This shit is ugly.
Yeah,
this shit was ugly as fuck.
Creepy. That cat was creepy before he was frozen.
Yeah,
was
an ugly
cat.
He's
too fluffy.
He reminds me of Mr. Bigglesworth.
He's got one of those grumpy cat looks.
Mr. Bigglesworth before his fur fell out.
Okay, so this is when she's at the place reading the book.
Reading the Grinch. And that's specifically. When he, I thought there was like a correlation
she was
there.
Yeah, the Grinch.
She was, yeah, reading, she was the reading the Grinch.
And then here he comes with his Botox. Crazy looking, because she was looking at him like,
he
what
looked
the
fucking heck? Ridiculous.
Yeah. He was like, oh, this, I got Botox.
He couldn't even chew his, he had a fruit cup, a peach fruit cup.
Peach fruit cup, and he couldn't even get it done. Just kept falling out. It was just grosser.
I know, that made it look really gross.
But you know what's weird? Twice in this movie, he accidentally catches something, and I don't think it was supposed to happen. Like, earlier when he's on the phone talking to her, when they're talking about it, mm-hmm. he drops the phone and it lands in his pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And they never bring it up, so it's not like it was supposed to happen that way, but he's kind of just like,
kept
huh.
it like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then there's a scene around here where he does the same thing, where he drops something and catch, or he drops the pineapple or peach or whatever, yeah. and it drops right on his spoon, and he even has that look like.
He does. Like, we're gonna leave that in there.
He's like, whoa, hey guys.
He's like, yeah. might as well keep going.
You catch that one in a million chance right there. It's funny. And I just thought it was funny because he did that twice.
I actually like that. It doesn't matter how stupid it is or how minimal it is. I like yeah. those scenes where they're just like, eh,
just
it.
Dumb stuff. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because she's talking, because she's worried about
yeah,
what's
she's
happening.
She's stressing out now.
And he's not even listening to her because he keeps talking about his goddamn Botox.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I can't even feel that. I can't even feel my face. Yeah, so she's just freaking out and having a fit, and she's almost ready to lose it because she's just like, let's just give him Frosty. Let's just do, you know, she's just ready to like, let's don't do all this. And then the ultimate happens. Blair calls, and she calls to say that she is already in Miami. This is Christmas Eve. She's in Miami on the way back. So basically, she has already flown from Peru and is at a layover in Miami.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's a terrible layover.
I thought she was.
Well, maybe that's not the first layover. I don't know. Some of those flights are really long. They just take a straight, long-ass flight.
I don't know.
Well, what I'm saying is because of where Peru is located to where Miami would be located, you would want to lay over in like Texas or something.
Yeah, you don't get a choice. That's
weird.
That
I don't
works.
Like that.
It depends.
You know,
it depends on the flight.
It's like,
what does she do?
You could go somewhere because sometimes, depending on the price, people have gone far, go here to come back here. Yeah, it's all kind of craziness that happens like that. That's not unusual. Yeah. So she's like, I'm coming home. I'm going to be there. And I can't wait to be there for the party. And I'm bringing my new boyfriend, Enrique.
No, they're engaged.
You know, that's what she said. And he wants to marry me. And she's all happy.
Which is a weird way to say that anyway.
I know, right? She should have said it when they came there. Like,
he wants to marry me and I'm going to say yes. I was like, well, so did he ask you or not? Like, what?
No, she's like, what did you say? Or didn't she say something? She's like,
I don't remember, but...
She's all excited, and he's looking like,
he's like, just say
honestly,
no.
Just say no. Please.
Just say no. And of course, she has to say, yeah, everything's going to be the same as it always
is. Yes, we're going to do that. Of course, we're having a party. Of course, we're doing this.
And now, boom, here come more Christmas shenanigans. This motherfucker got to find a tree. He goes to buy one from the fucking Cub Scouts. They charge him $75 for twigs.
For a tree with like. Three leaves on it.
It had none.
It had no leaves. It was just twigs.
No, it had leaves on it, and then when he got back home.
It blew off because it was on his fuck on that shit.
So he decided he's going to go to the neighbor, which is the only black neighbor.
The only black neighbor.
They're leaving. I guess they're going to Christmas with family or whatever.
Yeah, he's going to his in-laws.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, no, man. And then he's like, you know what? I'll pay you for it. Finally, he's like, all right. He's like, I'll make sure I leave it the way you have it, whatever. And so he agrees to it, and he decides to, you know, he's like, just give me the key. I'll go in there or whatever. I'll get it, and I'll bring it back. He goes, gets the tree. But then, look at that.
Well, he gets Spike, who Spike has also been harassing him about this fucking Frosty this whole time.
Yes.
He's been calling his house and shit. I'm like, yo, get your fucking kids, bro. Like, I will spray this motherfucker.
Wasn't he in one of those people? He wasn't in those people that was falling.
He was. No, he was.
Okay,
he was.
I thought so. In the Mother Little Boys,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he was singing, too.
They were there. They were just fucking.
This is the kid from Malcolm in the Middle. Just so
Dewey.
Yeah. That was his name, Dewey, huh?
It was Dewey, yes.
Okay. I thought I imagined that.
I wonder what that's short for.
I can't.
Dewart.
I swear to God. I feel like you don't even be thinking about the shit you say. You just say shit. Dewart? Are you kidding me right now? Dewart?
Yikes.
That's what you went with.
That's a name.
You went with Dewart. She and did. Said it with right. confidence.
Felt right.
Dewart. Yeah, so basically he enlists his help because I guess now that he's doing Christmas, it's all good.
Andrew.
Hmm?
No.
Dewey? Andrew?
No.
Dewey.
Dwight would be more closer to maybe like a Dewey nickname.
True.
Dwight,
maybe.
Dewey. Oh. But who looks at a kid and says Dwight?
Hey, that's another one. Look, that's another one of those names. See, you say Dwight, but white people say Dwight.
Who looks like at a kid office? And says Tracy?
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Dwight.
She apparently looks what? Like a baby and says Tracy.
Because I wouldn't. I'm not looking at a kid and being like, that's a Tracy right there. Oh, hell no.
Okay, we know
I definitely
why.
Wouldn't look at a baby and say, Nalita.
You now, don't know any of them.
Now, let's be honest. All of those are pretty bad, but at least Nalita means something for the most part. There's a who looks at a kid and says, Jonna.
First of all, my name means heaven.
Yeah, okay? Sure, that's what they told you. Your name means nothing.
It's Arabic, and literally yeah. Arabic people.
That's what they want the you to who believe.
Arabic
who
told me
that's
that?
Who,
yeah,
who,
I'm sure. Who? I'm sure they
Tracy.
Did.
That's what who wants her to believe.
What
big who
big
big baby names?
Big baby names. Exactly. There it is. Big baby names. They want you to think your name's important. It's not. All names don't mean everything. Some of them are just names. You hear that, Shadarius? Your name doesn't mean shit, buddy. Sorry. You motherfucker. Your parents were trying to be unique, and now you have a stupid name for the rest of your life. Shadarius.
I think my brother's
I'll never forget you, Shadarius.
Wow.
You jealous.
I met that dude in Atlanta.
What?
This we were living Shadarius? In Decatur. Yeah, I went to school with him. His name is Shadarius.
Shadarius. Dang. Black people.
Yeah.
Love y'all.
So creative.
Y'all crazy. Aquanisha, you gonna tell me that what that has a meaning to it? Nah, that was the attempt to be unique.
Remember the name I liked? I liked Aquaniqua.
What?
Wow. Because
it was Aqua. What is one of the names? Remember, I told you I liked the name a lot. And if I
gosh, we don't even want to go there.
I named my backyard baseball player that name. Remember backyard baseball?
Of course, I remember backyard baseball.
Anyway.
All right, so yeah, Luther gets the Botox. Blair's coming home now. Luther's desperate for the tree. He does the tree thing. They kind of fuck it up.
They do.
Bring it from
and
the
then she get, when he gets over there, she's like, what is this stuff? Because it's got all
oh, yeah.
Kind of
she
stuff.
Was like, Chicago Bears, Cubs. And she was upset. I was like, well, we are in Chicago. Like, get the fuck out of here. Get up. Like, it's fine, lady. You didn't get the tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in fact,
so they're
trying you didn't
to,
get shit.
And then she goes to the grocery store trying to get that Black Hills ham or whatever. The
honey
heck
hickory. Hickory honey ham.
Black she Hills. Literally races another lady.
Well, she wasn't aware of the race.
No, at not. First, right.
The lady was like with her basket. Oh, hey.
She asked clearly somebody she knows because she just touchy-feely on everybody in this motherfucking store. But she asked him where the ham was. And he was like, oh, if there's any, it's going to be back there. And she's like, thank you. And that other lady was like, thank you. And she just, she heard her and she started making her move too. And then she notices that they're keeping pace. And she's like, oh, fuck it. They start running. She get thrown into some shit.
She's in a basket. And she runs into the other lady's basket, and it takes her into the. Yeah, of course, you would notice the those cookies, those Pepperidge Farm.
Oh yeah,
no, those are those fucking Milano. Nasty ass Milano cookies. These are disgusting.
They're not nasty.
They are disgusting. No, they're not a cookie.
Overrated.
They're not cookies.
They're just overrated.
Like they don't get.
It's like a shortbread.
Nah,
cookie.
They don't
they're
get.
Overrated.
They don't do. They do not deserve to be put in the cookie category. I'm sorry.
So then. She
they're
sees
barely a treat.
She sees a guy in the line with one of the hams since that lady got that one. And she's like, I'll pay you for it. She's pulling out her checkbook.
She's like what about insane. The college tuition? I don't know how much money she gave them.
That's what I was saying because it's insane to me that she was just like, I will pay any price above asking is what she said to that dude. And he was like, we really want but, this
but
ham.
But I guess his woman, his wife, or baby mama.
Yeah, she said something
I
about.
I hope both of those are empty.
Yeah, she said something about college. You know, yeah,
it's never too late to start
college. And the wife was looking like, boy, you better give her that ham.
That's why I was like, how much did she bargain for? She walks out here, she's happy with the ham.
Like at least $350.
How much is the ham to begin with, I guess, is the question. I don't
probably
know.
About $20.
$2004.
I have no idea.
That close to Christmas?
I never have bought a ham before.
That
I have no idea.
Christmas, I think the price went up.
I have never had ham in a can. That shit looks fucking weird. Because even she gets out, she loses his ham. And then it gets ran over by that truck.
Oh, you know
the way it's squished.
You know what it looked like?
Spam.
It looked like, yeah.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. Like a big old thing of spam.
Isn't that what spam is? Like ham mixed with
spam. Spam is something. It's
hamish stuff.
It's definitely ham adjacent.
I have no idea. I've never eaten it in my life.
I've had spam before.
I don't hate it, but I definitely don't choose to eat it.
But I will. I'm not going out of my way. Like I have to be starving.
Yeah,
these are my
and
favorite.
It has to be available.
I can't eat it.
Y'all have
if
eaten
I
stuff
mean,
I ain't
meat,
never ate.
Ugh. That's your problem.
I only tried it because other people eat that stuff like it's normal. So I was like,
some people,
I'll try
do.
It. I'm hungry.
That's like a dish. Like
yeah, in some cultures, like the Native Americans, they throw down with the spam.
The Hawaiians,
Filipinos.
They like all that pork too. They like to have the pig.
Oh yeah,
whole
do.
Pig roasting around.
Yeah. Ew.
You think they really eat pizza like that? With what the pineapple mean? And ham
no,
on
I
it.
I think that's something white people made up.
Because they call it a Hawaiian when you, like, if you order it that way.
Probably
call it a
because
Hawaiian.
Pineapple in.
And I think that's a little racist because I feel it's like, fuck you guys. You don't know that. You have to, they probably be like, ugh, we don't eat pineapple on pizza. It's disgusting. Because who would? What kind of crazy person would eat like that?
That's delicious.
It's fucking disgusting.
As long as it has meat, not like how Jay likes it with
pineapple
just pineapple.
On
that's
pizza.
Fucking
nah,
weird.
I'm sorry.
You better put some pepper
nah,
on
you just take the
on
just
it.
Take the pineapples off and eat a pizza like an adult.
All right, we're not going to settle
not
this.
Like a sociopath.
We're not going to settle this today.
So yeah, so she loses the ham. Luther gets arrested.
Oh yeah,
for the tree.
Because they're like, oh, you're still in that tree. He was like, no, we are borrowing it because a neighbor said I could, and they're like. Lies. And they locked this dude up because he and then they were like, he basically was like, hey, you got to let me out because I didn't do anything wrong. They were like, you should have bought the calendar. And I was like, that's illegal. I am about to own this station.
But he ended up getting let out
because the kid was like, this is the key.
Yeah.
He's telling the fucking truth. They were right. Like, let him out.
Yeah. And then,
Nora, she's,
she comes back
she's
with, she comes back with trout.
Well, yeah, and she says she's called people, but they all
she's
have
she's like,
plans.
Everybody's already got plans, because, of course, they went out of their way to make sure everybody knew they weren't having the party.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, well.
So she just ends up, they just end up inviting people. She
well, not yet. They don't,
from the
they don't
store.
Invite, well, she has to go get liquor. This dude is trying to put up the Frosty by himself. Oh, there's like a whole combination of shit happening here.
That's when she meets Marty.
He doesn't have a name yet. He's just some weirdo. Okay. Oh.
So he's in the liquor store and he sees her and I don't know.
He's
how
like,
they
hey, Nora.
Yeah. He knows their names. And then
yeah, he
like,
says something. Yeah, my daughter's going to buy. Oh, he's like Blair. Like
a weirdo.
And she's looking at him like,
thank
okay.
you. All of this shit is weird, and I'm and the fact that
and
none
by,
of it pays
this
off.
This is the guy that played the Santa that was the Santa Claus out there trying to hand him the umbrella. It's earlier.
Still fucking weird. Everything about this guy creeps me
it
the
was
fuck out.
Weird. It's so funny when I read when I see a weird character in a movie
and people befriend him.
You know what's funny? I be befriending the weird people because. I'm not gonna have them have
no,
a bad day.
No,
and take it
no,
out
no,
on
no.
Me.
It's so funny. One of the it was
twofold.
No,
though,
it was one of the what do you call them? The people who clean up the custodian people at the job. And it was funny. We had a whole joke because he kind of liked Brittany, but he was a little weird. He was a black dude.
There's always a
and then she, I found out she said. Yeah, you didn't know he got fired. And she said something like he went off or whatever. Say, I see. That's why I always be speaking. I'll be like, good morning. Mm-hmm. How you doing? How was your weekend?
Make friends.
Or see, this is why it's twofold. Yeah, that's a good plan.
You make friends, but keep your distance.
No, see, you can't. Weird dudes are like that. There's no in between, right? They're either crazy or they're not. So here's what happens. Like, yeah, you like, oh, make friends with the dude just in case he comes back and does some crazy shit. Sure. But you also make friends with this dude, and now he's like, that's my girlfriend. And then he kidnaps you, and you can't do shit about it. And you're just like, now you're in a situation where you're like, how the fuck did I get here? You were nicer than you needed to be.
I'm sticking move nice.
You gotta
hey,
give
him. Hey, how you doing?
Nope, don't even see. That's too much. That's too much.
That's still an addiction.
Because hey, how you doing is personal. It means you care. Just say good morning and keep it pushing, because it's general as fuck. And probably don't even say good. Just be like morning. And just keep it moving. That's your safest bet. That way he'd be like, she acknowledged me. But she obviously ain't feeling me like that. Like, you know what I mean? But if you start doing too much, now you tied up in somebody's basement on an episode of Criminal Minds. Like,
no. But then I can be the negotiator and help them put the gun down.
You are not negotiating with crazy.
Put the gun down, Bob. It's gonna be all right.
No, what do you think? He's not even going to have a gun. What are you talking about? He has got a hot knife ready to skin you. You talk about a gun. He's not here just to kill you. This is different. This is obsession. This is obsession. It's a whole other ballgame.
He's about to have a Jonna suit.
He's going
to
be like goddamn Buffalo Bill, man. I'm telling you, watch out for this crazy. It's going to make you put lotion on your skin and all that shit.
It puts the lotion on its body.
On its skin.
On its skin. Is that what he said?
Yeah, it puts the lotion on its skin, yeah. Or else it gets the hose again. Have you ever seen Silence of the Lambs?
I've seen parts.
Crazy fucking movie.
Yeah.
Looks super good. Good. You know what's weird? I've seen a lot of scary movies, but there's a lot of shit I lock up in the vault. I'm like, I don't need to remember this shit.
And that's what I do, and why I don't watch them, because I don't need the vault open back up.
I don't voluntarily put the stuff in the vault. It's just like my brain says, you gotta watch this stuff,
though, because it's almost like a manual for crazy. Like, you gotta know what you're up against out there. you gotta know how to get out of a situation. Yeah, you gotta be like, all right, this dude is kidnapping blondes.
So this is what
I should be safe.
You know what? It's so funny. This just brings a thing to mind. I was saying it because we're gonna have it coming up soon. This active shooter thing.
Oh, that's a trash can. I was like, yo, what the fuck? We used over here talking about scary shit, and then everybody heard. You all heard that in your headphones, right? Oh, shit. My heart stopped a little bit, bro. I'm not going to lie.
I was like, what
is that? That was it. I was like, fuck, it's real.
But I'm like, we about to do the whole thing, and I just said it because, you know, it's been being said. It's like, we keep doing these active shooter things,
like,
and it's
the like, shooter all you're doing here. Is
teaching the shooter.
This is what they're
going to
do. They're
going to
lock up this door like this.
It's so oxymoronic.
I'm
like mad because
I want to look around who in this joint is that, because they about to get the whole blueprint right now.
It's incredibly, it's an oxymoron as hell, because you can't, it's not an earthquake test, man.
All I know is I'm going to probably bust through a window before I get shot at.
I tell you what, man, serpentine like a motherfucker.
What?
This is a serpentine.
Oh, yes.
Zigzag. Oh, don't stand it straight. I be shaking the fuck out of it. Can't hold.
I played enough shooter. First person shooter. Yeah. Games,
you got to jump. You got to jump. You got to get the jump going.
You got to jump.
I don't know how good that works about the AR-15, though.
Look, it'll work. It'll work good enough.
It'll do something.
Most of these niggas don't know what they're doing. They fucking trash.
Remember, zig and zag.
Anyway. Back to the movie.
Okay, so Nora invites the weirdo from the liquor store.
Basically.
And he's just like, thank you, and disappears. I was like, so you weren't even in here to buy nothing? The fuck?
I know, he's looking at the liquor and stuff. And just being a
weirdo. He was waiting for her to say something. He was like,
He's like, really?
Oh, man, I wish I was invited to a Christmas party.
She's like, I don't know who you are, but would you like to come to my house for a party? Like, yeah, what kind of weird shit is that?
He's just trying to make sure there's people at the house their daughter, Blair, doesn't feel
this
weird.
Dude almost kills himself trying to put up Frosty.
Oh, my literally, gosh.
And then literally. The town comes, and this is like, and once again, what's his name? Frohmeyer?
Yeah.
Frohmeyer is supposed to be, at least according to Nora, and according to the looks he gave earlier in this movie, of an antagonist of some sort, but he's just a guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, let's help him. And then this is when this movie breaks down into the sappiest movie I've ever seen in my life. Like, all this shit go, all the, everything about this movie goes out the window right now, and it becomes the sappiest movie of all time.
He's hanging from the rope that he tried to hang Frosty with or whatever. And so he's hanging from it. The cops come and call the cops. It's a whole spectacle. The whole neighborhood is literally making a crowd around him while they're trying to rescue him.
You gotta talk into the mic.
Sorry. While they're trying to...
I'm just saying, we can hear you everywhere, but...
While they're trying to rescue him. And so everyone's there, the cops, and then Frohmeyer, he convinces the whole neighborhood to help with their Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, this shit is corny. Because at first they're like,
why should we help him?
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? I always love a good mob, because there's always a good line coming from a mob at some point. When they're like, hey, we got to help them. They're like, no, fuck this guy. Yeah. He's like, yo, whoa, hold up, hold up.
Like, he's an asshole.
We're not doing this for him. We're doing this for Blair. She watched all of your kids. I was like, that's a little weird. All of them.
Well, she is older than most of the kids.
She was like, she came home from summer every year and was here. And we all saw that she was like here.
She's like a real humanitarian.
Yeah. Well, clearly, she's in the Peace Corps.
Right.
That's the
This
thing.
Girl is... just riddled with white guilt.
I mean, I'd want to help out too. Yeah. She seems like she tries.
You don't have enough white guilt in you though.
Or any.
What are you talking about?
Like what?
I don't have any guilt. Okay, I just want to help people because I'm a good person. Okay.
I ain't helping nobody. You ain't helping me.
That's why you're the Grinch.
Okay, then family. If that person's not helping anybody, is not helping them, then nobody gets helped.
That's and then why we'll you're the all be fine.
You're okay. The Grinch.
That way, when I rob somebody, nobody will help that person. Boom.
Okay. No. Anyway.
So, now that he's convinced everybody to help with this Christmas party or whatever, I guess Blair's early and they.
Oh, the flight got in early. Try to get the cops
to pick them up or whatever. This shit is funny stupid. Because the first time we recognized that they put the cop, they were holding, you know, their names, signs with their names. One says Blair and the other one says in. Dot Ricky.
R-E-E-K-Y. Come on. You have a Spanish dude right next to you. Like, I don't believe that you got out there with that sign like that. That shit just doesn't. That shit doesn't fly with me. Because I'm like, you literally have a dude of Spanish descent. You think he's not going to know how to spell Enrique? Or at the bare minimum, did you try?
Doesn't look like
it. Did you attempt?
The white guy was like, that's good enough.
She's like, oh, wow, they're really going all out. Got a police.
As a police escort.
And then, it's so funny. The kid, what's his name again?
Dewey.
No, his name is Spike.
Spike.
Oh, okay. Spike.
Dewey is his name. Oh. Malcolm in the middle. Oh, okay, yeah. You got confused. Spike. I can see how that would happen.
He's just always going to be Dewey. But
well, I don't know either.
Spike, I guess he's communicating with the cops on their...
Yeah, somehow he's in charge.
And the cops are like, I told you to stop using this thing or whatever this trans... What was it called?
But apparently because his dad is in cahoots with pretty much fucking everybody. Yeah, everybody. They got to listen to him. Oh, yeah,
because that's how he threatened them to go get her. Because he was like, you need me to call the chief?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, no.
I'd have been like, call that motherfucker. You know, call the chief because I'm going to call the mayor and be like, yo, this dude is using unnecessary power to get us to do dumb shit that's not in our job description.
That's pretty illegal too, huh?
Yeah, it's all pretty illegal.
Yeah.
But not in movie land.
Not in movie land.
And he's like, no, this is important. You got to stall.
So they fake a disturbance.
First of all, he's driving all extra slow. He's like, why are you driving so slow? He's like,
it's so funny. Yeah.
We got to be safe. We don't want.
So, no, it's because the other cop doesn't know. Only the one
which
Cheech,
he should. Right? Why is he not in on this? Why is not? Why is
well?
Jake
he didn't
Busey?
Get the. He didn't
he
get
didn't
the.
Get to give him the memo yet.
Yeah, he didn't get to hear what the instruction was.
I'm sorry, but it was on walkie. It's not like that shit was.
Well, he was
silent.
In the car by
he wasn't. Yeah, he was in the car by himself.
No, they were driving when he called him.
No, not the first time.
No, when he tells him to stall the second time, when he tells him he needs to stall, they're all true. In the car. All four of them are in the car. Yes, they are all in the car already driving home when he's like, hey, we need you to stall. That doesn't make any sense. Why would they not be in the car? What were they doing?
Okay. See, then it just doesn't make sense in general.
That's what I'm saying. They're in the car when he calls them to stall, and he's like, we have to stall them. He was like, why? Yeah, he was like, I don't know, fake a disturbance.
Did they do that thing where they act like people in the same room can't hear what they're talking about?
Yeah, that's essentially what happened, because they're right there in the back, and they're not even talking, so it's not like, you know, they're being talked over or anything like that. They're just silent, and he's talking to Dewey. It's not like he's not like, why do I keep calling him Dewey?
I was just getting ready to
but
say.
I'm saying, it's not like he's being quiet either. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was like, we need you to stall them.
And it's a kid's voice.
A kid's voice. He was like, yeah, whatever you say, Chief.
That would be weird.
It's all so weird. And they fake a disturbance. It turns out there's an actual disturbance. Some guy is breaking in.
Robbing shit.
And he was like, so what do you want to do? He was like, nothing. Let it go. He was like, no, we can't let it go. We're cops. He was like, most break-ins happen on Christmas Eve. I was like, I know. The fuck?
And then the dude throws the thing that he's trying to steal, which is dumb, but okay.
I mean, the end of this movie breaks down pretty fast. Like,
it gets dumber and dumber
the longer it goes on.
At a certain point, the power goes out, right?
That was, well, yeah, the power goes out.
That's oh, yeah.
It goes back out because she's not home yet when the power goes out.
Yeah, no, she's not.
And then he was like, don't worry, I know a guy in Con Edison or some shit like that.
But why did the power go out? Because I put it in my notes.
Oh, because the dude, one of the neighbors, the dude who's been laughing at everybody hurting themselves.
And he's licking the...
He tries to plug something in and then it shorts. Yeah. He electrocutes himself and it shorts out. So that's what happened.
All right.
I know, he was laughing at everybody.
So finally, the cops get there with Blair and Enrique, and the criminal's waiting in the car and convinces the kid to let him out.
Well,
he said he had to use a bathroom, right?
Well, this is, they get there.
I'm hungry. Like that.
He was like, I was only trying to steal food for my four kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he named them. What did he say?
Billy, Annie, the most just really
Tommy.
Cliche name.
Yeah.
Very cliche names. And that kid's
sure, there was
like,
a Jimmy
damn.
In there somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
The kid's like, damn, I can't do that to him. I'll let you out. He's like, all
right. He's like, but you gotta go right back. Yeah. He's like, I promise.
Of course that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, so this is when, like, it becomes the cheesiest movie of all time. Everybody's meeting everybody.
Yeah, they finally
Enrique meets Marty, who used to live in Peru.
Go figure.
And now they know Spanish, and now they're fucking singing in Spanish, and there's a fucking accordion out the fucking blue that Dan Aykroyd's jumping on. Him and John Candy
did he really play?
Yeah. Him and John Candy will not miss an opportunity to put an accordion in a movie, I swear to God. However they can get it in there, they will have an accordion in that fucking movie.
If I knew how to play the
accordion, rest in peace, John Candy.
I would try and do that as much as I could, too.
You know, this John Candy gave a lot. He was supposed to do the Christmas Vacation and stuff like that, and he essentially just said he gave it to Chevy Chase
because
he said he didn't need it. He was like, no, let him get some. Let him get some. Go. He had that Adam Sandler in him too, where he was always helping his people out because he had Steve Martin, Dan Aykroyd. He had a lot of dudes under his belt that he was helping get roles that they probably wouldn't have gotten because they were going to go to John Candy.
Yeah, he was the guy.
He was that dude.
He was.
Rest in peace, John Candy.
So anyway, during all this is when.
Are you looking up who John Candy is?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Terrible.
Wow. So that's when he goes up there. The guy is up there trying to steal stuff.
There's so much going on right now.
That happens.
Everyone's just loving each other.
Yeah. And then.
Okay, no, they're giving speeches.
So the toast or whatever.
Yeah,
gives a toast like, oh, I'm so thankful, everybody, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no one asked you for an exchange student. And then
you get a toast from Nora. Then Nora's like, and she nudges Luther. He gives a quick little.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
No, he doesn't give a toast. He's like, I ditto everything she said.
And then
that pissed her off too.
Luther still talks about wanting to get on the cruise. We still have time to get on the cruise and stuff like that.
Well, because, he's drinking. By himself in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she goes over there. She's like, I know that feeling. I know what she was feeling. Because it's just like, you just really just won't not be an asshole
really wants
right
to
now.
Get on that damn cruise.
No. But it's like, she's like, okay, get over it. Stop acting like a little jerky baby right now.
Nah. And I want to get on that cruise.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Because he was looking forward to it since. Right after Thanksgiving, he was like, you know what? Cruise sounds really nice for us, you know?
Yeah, but, and if Blair didn't just happen to get on the phone with all these convenient things to say, like, oh, and we're still doing the Christmas party, and everyone's going to be there, and oh, I can't wait to eat some ham. And she's just like, she's breaking down. It's like,
I get
sometimes you have to just say, That shit ain't happening this year. You were gone. We didn't even expect you back. We made other plans. I'm sorry.
I would quickly.
You could come back.
There would be no movie.
I'm Nora.
Yeah. I mean, there would still be a movie. But then the movie might have some actual conflict. Maybe she does get here. Maybe she's confused as to why they're not doing Christmas without her and everything like that. Like, there's something.
That's a whole
there.
Other movie.
This section is a whole other movie of just this party. And it's kind of irritating. I know,
because then he, and it's the part where he goes over there and sees the Walt and Bev.
And this comes out of fucking nowhere because it's so weird to me because he just was in there like arguing with his wife, like, yeah, I want to go on that cruise.
She made him feel like an asshole.
And then he goes out there and he's like,
he sees Walt and Bev.
You know what? I'm not going to be an asshole. Like, no, he didn't even fight for this shit. You got to.
I guess he was trying to let it go because sometimes at a certain point when there's so much tension, even though you want to do something so bad, you just got to be like, fuck it.
It's nah, I don't like it. He goes over there and he basically makes small talk with them and stuff like that. And then he comes back and he's like, hey, I got you these tickets.
It did seem like it hurt.
He said,
a lot.
We can't go on the cruise, so here's the tickets. You guys go. And they were like, well, John's supposed to be coming back. He's never coming. That's what she, even he was like, he hasn't been here in years. He's not coming. They were like, they're trying to make excuses to why they can't go. Right. And he's just like,
get it, because it's an expensive. Little gift.
But he even told him, he was like, everything's done here. Just go on a goddamn cruise.
But okay, look. Yeah, when somebody offers like me something, especially like, worth a few thousand dollars.
Well, but he didn't. Like, but he also didn't like just give it to him out of the blue. He explains it. Like, we're not going. You know what I mean?
And then, otherwise, it's going to go to waste.
It's going to go to waste. Yeah. So here you go. Go on this cruise. Enjoy yourself. You deserve it. It's just you two. Get away. Well, what about the cat? I can't leave the cat.
He's like, I'll take the cat. he's strained to say that, but he's like, fuck.
He was like, well, he was like, this doesn't mean I have to be nice to you, does it? He was like, no, man, I don't want you to be nice to me anyway.
He's like, good.
Old man.
Okay.
Oh, we also do find, because we kind of skipped it, but the dude, Marty, is the fucking Santa Claus dude. And I'm really disappointed that he wasn't like a magical character. And
well, he was. Just, you didn't see the end when he made the Volkswagen and being pulled
okay,
by the.
We skipped a few parts.
Wait, we skipped parts. What did we skip?
So, anyways, we see the guy frozen. Some random neighbor we froze him. Oh yeah, because he's
been up there
Frosty
trying to hold the Frosty.
He's frozen
up
the whole time, and then the boy catches the criminal trying to steal, and he tries to escape. And guess who stops him? That's when Marty, the Santa Claus, stops him with the umbrella.
And he's like, see, I told you you need an umbrella.
Yes.
So wait, you're telling me that this nigga was magic?
Yes.
What happened?
He had a Volkswagen.
I saw the Volkswagen.
Right, you didn't see it? We see, you weren't paying attention. It was like they showed it, and then they showed it being pulled by reindeer.
The fuck out of here, man. Yes.
So Marty was Santa Claus all along. The weirdo was Santa Claus.
All right. I feel a little more justified because I was like, the only way this dude is not creepy is if he turns out to be magic.
Yeah, he was. He just
fucking Bagger Vance and shit.
He just seemed like a weirdo this whole time until the very
end. Just weird, man. He could just show up and then be like, Blair. Yeah. And then that would have creeped me out though, because when he was like, yeah, my daughter's coming down, he was just like, Blair. The way he said it, I'd have been like, dog. We got to throw blows. What the fuck you mean, Blair? Why you say it like that?
Well, I think it's funny, though, when
fucking weirdo.
Spike, the kid, catches that criminal, you know, stealing the crank.
He's like,
stuff.
Well, what about your kids? He's like, what about your kids?
What an asshole. What kids? That's pretty much the end of the movie. Marty's on his Volkswagen.
This movie breaks down. Like I said, this movie breaks down quick at the end where it's just like, it reminds me of, what's the movie we did? Our Family Wedding. How like, when that wedding finally happened, the movie just breaks down. Yeah, it just goes, man. It just goes.
But that's the thing. It's almost like,
all right, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's what it feels like.
They just had to do a lot of random crazy shit.
This is how long is this movie supposed to be? All right.
Family Wedding was funnier than I really
expected it to be.
Honestly. Whatever, you're a hater. You know it was funny at some part.
There were times I liked it, but it's still just Carlos Mencina, man. It's just. He was okay in that movie, though.
He is
the extremely poor, whatever's below that, And then whatever's below that, that's what he is. He's that guy's George Lopez. Wow. That's what the fuck he is. He wants to be George Lopez so bad. He got punched in the mouth by George Lopez. It's fucking awesome.
Wow.
I want to see that. I want to check out that show with him and his daughter.
Lopez versus Lopez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah. Make that up. It's a weird thing to make. Yeah, I'm 100% sure. Look it up. Type it into your little device-y right there.
All right. I'm getting there.
Yeah, that looks like somewhere. I like George Lopez.
He's a funny dude. I didn't know that. I do not like his stand-up that much. Like, parts I do.
Some of it.
But it's also a cultural thing. There's a lot that I'm missing there contextually. Yeah. So it's like, I can't. That's not my fault. Oh,
his daughter looks like him.
She does. She does. Big time. Big time.
But yeah, so.
Female version of
So anyway.
We're here.
All right. Let's do it. Well, first of all, because we haven't done this in a while, because this is there is criteria. But the criteria of this particular month is Christmas or non-traditional Christmas movies. So the first thing is the answering that question, and then your rating.
Okay, I go first.
Go.
All right. As far as non-traditional goes, when it comes to this category, like, I don't say it was necessary. It was very Christmassy. You know? I guess what would be traditional Christmas about it was that it was a white-based Christmas scenario.
What the fuck?
It's very white Christmas.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
I'm totally lost.
It's the kind of Christmas that probably very, very whitey-white people relate to more than anybody else. But
that could be.
It sort of fits criteria because it wasn't just like, we're doing Christmas. It was just like, oh, shit, now we got to do Christmas because we didn't plan for this, you know. But I like the movie. I'm looking through it through new eyes
We've seen it a few times.
And I still think that a lot of stuff in it, it's got the quirky, funny things in it. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Low racist.
At times, yeah.
The movie doesn't flow completely the way, you know, I feel like it should. So I'm going to give this movie a 4.5 out of 10.
Okay. Whatever. Go.
I was going to say she sat hurt a little bit. So as far as meeting the criteria, it does for the first half of this movie. And then the second half of this movie, it definitely just becomes a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Traditional Christmas movie. Friends and family making sure that Christmas gets Christmassy. I would have actually liked to see them succeed in not having to do Christmas, and then it really would have hit the mark. But it didn't. And we had to do Christmas with smoked cods. Trout. It was trout, yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, this movie was decent. Like, I didn't really, like, and I think that's a lot of this is your fault because you have talked about this movie for a lot. So I don't think it lived up to what you were saying it was. But I think it's a decent movie. Tim Allen is hit or miss of me depending on the movie. And apparently Christmas is kind of his thing now. I don't know. I like Jamie Lee Curtis. You know what I mean? She's no Sigourney Weaver, but it is what it is.
Movie. Jamie Lee Curtis, she's my favorite in this
movie. I like Dan Aykroyd, too. You know, I got a biasness for Dan Aykroyd. So anytime I get to see Dan Aykroyd and stuff, I'm always like, yeah, I'm with it. So I give this movie like a 6. It's a decent Christmas movie. I probably wouldn't watch it again, but, you know, unless you made me.
I'm surprised you gave it so much.
Because it had parts that I like. Like, comedy-wise, it was good. And I think, once again, I said, like, conceptually, the beginning of the first half of this movie, I like. I like the him just not budging on the not doing Christmas thing.
You know, and I wanted
more of that.
He's like Grinchy shit.
So what?
Okay, so this was my movie. I do think it met the criteria. Because even though, right, I understand that in the latter part of the movie, it did get more quote unquote Christmassy. But if you look at it as the law of averages, then that's still the sum total makes it not
talking
so
in math terms
Christmassy. So I still think it is a non traditional Christmas movie. So I would say yes, it met the criteria.
Turn a movie into math. Who does that?
I know.
Me. Anyway, and then in terms of, and I agree. You know, I've seen it lots of times, and I think I am looking at it a little differently. And in the transition from where it was in the beginning and to where it went, and then the things that were happening toward the end, kind of where you thought it was ending, and then it really wasn't, and then all kind of just more random stuff was happening. And I still enjoyed some of the random stuff, but I do recognize that it was a little messy, for lack of a better term. So, you know, that kind of took me out. But it's still a movie I enjoy. So I'm still giving it. I'm gonna give it a 7.5 on the Christmas movies.
All right. And on Jonna, do you have a movie? Of course not.
So okay.
No one's shocked there that you don't have a movie.
I'm thinking things over.
Yeah, of course you are.
Of course you are. So what you got? Don't it better not be nothing creepy.
I mean, yeah, it's not super creepy.
What is it?
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Come on, man. Okay. You know I wasn't going to be able to get through. I wasn't going to be able to do Christmas without doing my favorite Christmas movie. Is
that a traditional Christmas movie?
Is it a tradition? Please explain to me how it's a tradition. It's
been tradition since it came
out.
No,
that's not what that
means.
No,
that's not what it means.
Theme-wise, what's the movie? Christmas on 48th Street or whatever that shit is.
Yeah, that's
like,
very traditional. That's a Christmas movie.
Even the Santa Claus would be technically
half of anything you would see on
Santa Claus.
Well, because anything once you put Santa Claus and shit, it becomes a traditional Christmas movie.
Yeah, like, or
the
Nutcracker.
Yeah, there we go.
I still don't see how that's Christmas, but whatever.
It is.
Yeah, that's what they say. But every time I look at it, I'm like, but it's.
Because they're toys.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it Christmas.
And they're Christmas toys.
I think that's more non-traditional than most shit. I think it's like it's because it's been ingrained in the culture of Christmas. Yeah, but when I see it, it still doesn't give me Christmas vibes.
Nightmare Before Christmas is ingrained in my culture of Christmas.
No, but I think that's from like farther back.
It's like what you said about My Favorite Things, the song. It's like...
it doesn't give me Christmas vibes.
But it does give Christmas vibes, but it's not necessarily
just naming stuff doesn't make it Christmas.
No, but it's been associated with Christmas now.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, why is it associated with Christmas?
It still doesn't give me Christmas vibes.
Like because of when they released.
What movie is that?
I mean, because they were doing a Christmas
Sound of Music.
Yeah. And it was, but it was before the movie had come out when they did it.
On some sick level.
They did a Christmas time in the movie.
Well, see, that to me, that's why I was like, even in general, because we always have this conversation, like whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not. And like, technically, no, it's not. But here's the thing. Most Christmas movies, like Home Alone is considered a Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is it about Christmas in any way? No.
Not really. Right.
So exactly. So what makes something
anything
a Christmas
that's
movie?
Around Christmas
Christmas
time.
Adjacent. Snow. That's really what it comes down to.
Right. Snow, anything that has to do with Santa Claus?
Like, Halloween isn't about Halloween.
He said it. Christmas adjacent.
It's just Christmas adjacent.
Christmas is in the overall feel.
Like, few movies are just like, this is Christmas. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, this is a movie about Christmas.
Right, right.
100% in your face Christmas.
Right.
Sunday.
All Hallmark movies around Christmas time.
But none of them are about Christmas.
Right. But those
they're always about some business.
But those
lady.
Would be more, I
so
would say.
Would you say any of those movies qualify?
No.
We're not,
not
doing
most
them.
Of those.
Get your shit together. Find a movie.
Exactly.
No, we try to just use one of the 50 goddamn
Lindsay
Christmas
movies. Be creative. Just made a new
And look. If we can avoid more of that Lindsay Lohan,
if that movie was not in the movies, I would say I would want to do that movie. What is it? Violent Night.
Violent Night. Oh, when is that coming out? Probably
it's
January.
It's out already in the movie. Oh, you mean when it would be being? It's out in the movies.
Let's go see it and then do it.
You gonna take notes in the movie theater?
Fuck yeah!
See what?
Violent Night.
That's a new movie?
Yes.
I've never seen the preview.
You haven't? John Leguizamo's in it.
Really?
Yeah. David Harbour.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the dude that played in Black Widow, ain't it?
What day does it come out?
Yeah.
What day does it come out?
It just came out last week.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Let's do it.
I say we do it.
Let's do it.
When is this going to happen?
Well, let's do it in the next. Let's do it sometime next week.
No, not going to work.
What do you mean?
Next week is Six Flags. We're going on Sunday. You
Friday
work on
night.
Saturday. No, I'm not. It's Friday. Friday, we're going to do the thingies.
What are
the ornaments.
Well, ornaments.
All right, we're talking about it too much. next episode will be Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay. Okay, I'll endure that.
It's not bad. I know. You know, she tried to. She didn't want us watching that when it came out.
I did not.
I know.
She hit us with that. She hit us with every that witchcraft
every
devil
time
stuff.
She saw it on. She'd be like, "I don't like that.
I don't like all that. It's the devil.
I still don't."
You know what Nightmare Before Christmas is? It's the devil.
Shut up.
Tell us how you really feel.
No, you know what? You've upgraded. And on that note, Jonna, take us out.
Jibba-da-jow.
Mom?
I got nothing.
No, go on. You got this. You just gotta.
Peek-a-buck-boo.
See, you're forcing it. You got it.
Family reels out.
You just that's better.
That's so simple.
But you gotta let it flow. See, when you do, you go, "Hey, I go." You just let it. You're forcing it.
Okay, can you come with anything else but "Hey, I go"?
First off, no, because that's the catchphrase. Why would I do? Why would I change my catchphrase? You little crazies.
Whatever.
All right. Goodbye. That's good. You guys good?
We're good. I'm still trying to think.
No, bye.